54. A deadly game of hide and seek. For 6 years, Mexico had been locked in a bloody revolution, with each state controlled by a different warlord. U.S. citizens had more than $1 billion invested in Mexican property and industry. So, to protect U.S. interests, the United States stepped in. President Woodrow Wilson, in hopes of stabilizing the Mexican government, supported Venustiano Carranza as the head of Mexico. Francisco Pancho Villa, warlord of northern Mexico, was outraged. The way Villa saw it, Wilson could not possibly have made a worse choice than Villa's rival, Carranza. In retaliation, Villa led his rebel army northward in 1916. His targets were his own Mexican government and the United States with its meddling president. Villa and his villistas attacked the little border town of Columbus, New Mexico, to show Wilson and Carranza that they double-crossed the wrong man. President Wilson ordered General John Pershing to cross the border into Mexico with some 6,600 cavalrymen. Their orders were to capture the bandit Villa dead or alive. All through the summer and fall of 1916, Pershing's forces wandered aimlessly through the Mexican state of Chihuahua, while Villa's army grew. Rumors reported that Villa's sources were as strong as 18,000 men. When Pershing failed even to sight the elusive Villa, a joint Mexican-American commission negotiated an agreement allowing both sides to back away peacefully. On February 5, 1917, the last members of the Pershing expedition left Mexico for good. The cost to the United States, about 100 casualties and some $130 million spent in the pursuit of an outlaw whom U.S. troops could not bring to justice. But Villa did not stop his raids on the U.S. side of the border.